Cats and people have shared each other's lives for centuries. And today, pet cats are a very familiar part of human society. In fact, it is even thought that in many countries, there are more pet cats than pet dogs. It is perhaps because cats are now such common household residents that there is a natural tendency for us to take their presence for granted. Cats are relatively easy to obtain, and there is a variety of convenience products and services available to help us look after them. It is all too easy to forget that, although they may share our homes, become part of our families, and have a significant impact on our lives, cats are wild at heart. They are not born with an ability to understand us or the way that we live. To a greater or lesser extent, all cats have to adapt their natural instincts in order to live with people. And just as they must learn about our human ways, so we should try to see life from their point of view. When we are communicating with cats, it is important to be able to interpret their body language to discover how they are feeling and what they are trying to say. It should be remembered that cats tend to be independent characters who prefer any relationships to be established on their terms. Much of their body language is concerned with go-away signals. For instance, rather than looking at you to see if you are friendly, a strange cat will judge you by how threatening you appear to be. So when you are trying to get to know a cat, it is best to sit calmly and to begin by ignoring him. Avoid making any sudden movements and allow him to explore you with his eyes, ears, and nose. There is no doubt that the best relationships between cats and people develop as a result of mutual understanding and respect. A cat's trust must be earned, not expected. Ask any cat owner, and he or she will tell you that if a person and a cat become friends, it is because the cat, and not the person, has decided that it should be so.